Towards the end of Parshas Vayetze, we have one of the most foundational lessons in what it means to live in the world, to have people around the world, nations around the world that hate the Jews. We find that Yaakov is on the run. He takes his family and he runs away from Lavan. Lavan, upon hearing this, decides he's going to go and chase after Yaakov. But before he can actually meet Yaakov, he is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do anything in another dream. And he goes to Lavan b'chalom alayla and he says, don't yishamer lecha ben tedaberim Yaakov mitov ad ra. Don't attempt anything bad to Yaakov. Finally, when Lavan approaches Yaakov, Lavan says an important pasuk. Lavan says, you know, Yaakov, yesh lekel ayadi la'asos imachem ra. You should know that I have in my power to do to you harm. Yesh lekel yadi la'asos imachem ra. Well, it's a strange language, because really, Lavan seemingly was coming just after Yaakov. Yaakov was the one that, so to speak, stole his family away, didn't allow him to kiss his children goodbye. Lavan is upset at Yaakov. So why isn't he saying, yesh lekel yadi la'asos to you, I wanted to do you bad. What does he mean, imachem, to everybody? To all the people that were there, that was his family. What does he mean? Explains the Nitziv. The Nitziv in a tshuva in the Meshev Davar. And in fact, really as a response to what was happening in his time, in the 1800s, and an understanding of how to interact in the world around them. The Nitziv says, you see from here that some people think, you know what? If we completely integrate with everybody else in the world, if we make ourselves as one with people around us, nobody will hate us. Nobody will want to harm us. Nobody will want to do any wrong. We'll be among everybody else. And says the Nitziv, when Lavan here is saying, no, 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 it's not just you that I wanted to harm. He's not just saying you, Lavan, but rather I wanted to harm everyone. Not just you, not just the family, but Yadus in general. But Judaism, the idea of monotheism in connection with Hashem, that's to you, among the family. I wanted to uproot it all. This is what the Nitziv explains. Of course, we say in the Haggadah, when love and love and bikesh la'akar es hakol, this is where it comes from. Uproot not just enemies, but he wanted to get rid of what we do, of who we are, of what defines us. B'chodar v'dar omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. The Nitziv says that's what it means. When Lavan comes and Lavan says, not I just wanted to hurt you, but I wanted to hurt everything. And we understand, says the Nitziv, that if we really want to fight back, if we really want to become who we are, then we have to hold ourselves stronger to the Torah. As it says from Chizkiyo, that when he saw the Torah was weak in a generation, he took a sword, placed it in the Beis Medrash, and says, if you don't involve yourself in Torah, you should be stabbed with this sword. That's the way that we fight off what's happening around us. Not to integrate more, and not even to pull away from everybody else, but to not only find the balance, but to strengthen ourselves in Torah. And as we see with what's going on in the world around us, this pasuk, this parsha, this interaction is of fundamental importance to our lives.